Your eyes and nose have probably let you know that it's pollen season, and with mild winter, some trees produce even more pollen, which can lead to a lot of seasonal allergies. But as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, some people are turning to personalized allergy drops to treat their watery eyes and scratchy throats.
As the pollen season grows longer and more people have allergies, you're not the only one sniffling and sneezing. Abigail Bortnick, who lives in the Washington, D.C. area, says she used to be pretty miserable this time of year with everything in bloom.
I had really bad seasonal allergies. I was allergic to pollen, dust, grass, trees, weeds, you name it. I was allergic to it. Would have runny nose, itchy eyes, the whole deal.
A combination of over-the-counter antihistamines and nasal sprays help many people relieve symptoms temporarily. But Bortnick wanted long-term relief. Allergy shots had helped when she was younger. But as a busy working mom, she did not want to go to the doctor every week to get a shot. So her allergist offered an alternative, a personalized allergy drop she could administer herself.
I liked the idea of not having to go in for shots and being able to do it at home.
The drops are a form of immunotherapy, and Bortnick says they're easy to take. They're liquid, they come in a small vial with a pump on top.
I just do 5 drops under my tongue.
And that's all there is to it. She takes the drops once a day. The way the drops work is they contain traces of the very things that Bortnick is allergic to, so it's a personalized serum. Here's her allergist, Rachel Schreiber, who runs a practice in Rockville, Maryland.
The idea is we give you tiny amounts of exposure to the allergen, and we build that exposure over time so your body desensitizes to it.
These drops are known as sublingual immunotherapy, or SLIT for short. They're made from the same extracts that allergy shots are made from. Dr. Schreiber explains she can mix together different allergens in the serum to match what each patient is allergic to.
So let's say you have dust mite, we can put that in. Let's say you have cat, we can put that in. We could put a certain tree pollen in, for example, oak tree pollen. So we can really tailor that therapy.
She says this type of immunotherapy is good for patients who don't tolerate or don't get enough relief from other types of medicines. When she first starts patients on these drops, she prescribes an EpiPen in case they experience a bad allergic reaction. But she says this is rare. Overall, she's seen many patients respond well after several years of taking the drops, including Abigail Bortnick.
Oh, I've absolutely noticed that my allergies are much better. I am not suffering nearly as much as I have in the past.
The drawback to these allergy drops is that they're not FDA approved, so they're typically not covered by insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid. Bortnick pays about $600 a year out of pocket. Dr. Howard Boltanski, an allergist at Johns Hopkins University who uses the drops with some of his patients, says the ingredients used in the drops are FDA approved. And when they're used to make allergy shots, that's approved too. But when allergists put these extracts into drops rather than an injectable shot, it's considered an off-label use.
I am completely comfortable using allergy extracts that are FDA approved in an off-label fashion because you take the same exact vials that are used to make shots and instead use the liquid to make drops.
He says this approach has been used in European countries for a while. Some doctors in the U.S. don't offer them and say more research is needed, or perhaps it undercuts revenue from office visits for shots. But Boltanski says more doctors in the U.S. are considering drops as an option, given the convenience and safety.
Certainly, you can have reactions to both drops and shots, but overall, they are incredibly well tolerated.
He says he, too, would like to see research done to show just how effective the drops can be and have the FDA approve them. But for now, he says doctors will continue to use them as an off-label alternative to shots. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.